First concern that I have as President of the United States is the safety of American citizens, and of course that would include American forces that are there under our treaty rights with Panama. Secondly, there are a lot of rumors around. We are staying in very close touch with Southcom. We have a very able military officers who are advising us of the situation on the ground. But beyond that, I would simply add to the rumors if I commented further. And we are watching the situation with the number one priority, the lives of Americans. There were rumors around that this was some American operation, and I can tell you that is not true.
Mr. President, in the past you have said that your argument is not with the PDF, and that you would be willing to help them in the eventuality. Is this such an eventuality?
Well, again, that's part of the confusion. Nobody is sure what's happening there. Our people on the ground have the best idea about that. But I would repeat, in the hopes that it be conveyed instantly to Panama, we have no argument with the Panamanian Defense Forces. We have no argument with them. We've had good relations with the Panamanian Defense Forces. And our argument has been, as has many other countries, with Mr. Noriega, who aborted the democratic will of the people of Panama. And that's where our argument was, and that's where our argument is. And so if you can use all these cameras to get that message to the people of Panama, I really think it would be a good thing for peace, and I think it would be a good thing in terms of a historic relationship between our two countries that I value, and that all Americans.